tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come out shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea, including all the police ships? How are you today, Producer Rona?
I'm doing good, Walt.
Lots of police ships. What's the date?
The 26th.
See, we're getting there.
I gotta say.
Yeah, what? What's up?
I'm not seeing as much as many as you are. Maybe it's a different time.
I don't know. I don't think we travel at different times, but... today, I would say that I saw 50 police, sheriffs, state police vehicles. 50.
They got to be going somewhere for
No. They're getting speeders. They're stopped. They're hiding.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. No. They're absolutely everywhere. You can't go through Pendleton down here. They're positioned. They hide in multiple spots there. Multiple spots. They are literally, I'm talking on the main drag, they're literally everywhere. They were even coming in here on the highway. There were police in places I have never seen them before today.
Ah, okay.
So you need to be aware of that. I told you yesterday.
Yeah, I know, and I looked for them.
Well, maybe they left by then. They had their donuts and they went.
I was expecting ice. What you were talking about, I was you expecting thought it was, ice
well,
was going to be everywhere.
That might be later today. And you know, you look a little suspicious. You might be, you know, you might be a candidate to have ICE.
I'm pretty sure I was born here.
Well, if you don't have proof of it and you get deported, you know, we'll do nothing.
That'll be all right.
But no, I'm telling you right now. Just a little road rage tip. What day is it? Is it Wednesday? Road rage tip of the day. Drive slowly today. Trust me. Drive
slowly.
Last night,
there were people that were going 80 right before it went 55. And I'm thinking,
oh, no.
This is where they're going to get
right,
caught.
Right. Any place that the speed suddenly drops, you better make sure you're going slowly.
I was wanting them to get pulled over,
right,
and
but
they didn't.
But today, literally everywhere, of every denomination, absolutely every denomination. So that's your road rage tip warning for the day. Heed it. You'll thank me later. You'll 100% thank me later. You know, a couple things. Yeah, and by the way, this would be the spot. I want to talk a little bit about the most interesting teams. The most interesting teams in college football this season. Now, we talked a little bit about this the other day. We never actually completed a list. I had 9 teams. I don't want to focus on those 9 teams right now. I just want to focus on really 3 teams. And the 3 teams are Clemson, South Carolina, and Florida State. We're going to have Jeff Cameron on at 4:05 today. Jeff Cameron covers all things Florida State. He's excellent. We'll find out what's really going on with the Seminoles. I saw a little video with Mike Norvell the other day. And Norvell was really talking up Florida State. Like, this is going to be their comeback year. This is it. We're great. We can play with anybody. You know, now I realize he has to do that. But this is where we are with the Florida State program. I think, you know, when I put together a list of the most interesting teams, what I'm thinking about is, I am thinking about teams that could really tilt either way, that we just don't know, that there are just a lot of questions about. I think when you look at Clemson and South Carolina, I think they both fit that category. I mean, Clemson, we don't even know who the quarterback is. I mean, we think we do, but we don't really. And we don't know even if that guy starts game one, if he's going to finish game one. We don't know with 100% certainty. And so, to me, that's a major question. When you have one start in your quarterback realm, we don't know what way you're tilting. It's hard to know. The running backs aren't experienced. There's just virtually no experience in the offensive backfield whatsoever. So there are obvious questions. You have a new offensive coordinator who's the same as the old offensive coordinator who, when the trial balloon of his hiring was floated, was met with absolute venom on our text lines. I mean, unanimous venom. And then in a few days it flipped. But who was right? The people with the initial reaction or the ones, all the people who were swayed by vibes? I don't know. We're going to find out. We're going to find out. I think Clemson's going to be improved. How much improved? Well, I don't know. I'm picking Clemson to win 9 games and to be ranked. I ranked them 22. I think that's reasonable. Again, could they surprise? I guess to surprise, you have to win game one. I think that's necessary if you're going to pull off some sort of big surprise. I think you have to have that. South Carolina, what makes them interesting is the star power. The problem with their star power is that only one or two of the guys are available right now. We don't know when the offensive tackle is going to be available. We don't know when the star defensive end is going to be available. All we know is you have Lenore Sellers and you have Nicholas Harper. I think their defense is going to be pretty good. It's all about whether they can protect Lenore Sellers or not. If they can protect Lenore Sellers, they have a shot. And then Florida State, who to me is the ultimate tilt team. And that's what we're going to talk to Jeff Cameron about. I don't know what they are. In this most interesting team kind of thing, what is Florida State? I'm just not sure. I'm not sure whether they're a team on the rise, a team on the decline. I mean, they've been on the decline. There is certainly some offensive skill position talent. That's a given. I mean, in Chroma and Robinson and company, they have some big-time playmakers. What kind of quarterback play are they going to get? Their defensive line should be pretty good. What about their linebackers? Can their linebackers play? I think they have one guy who can play. We'll ask Jeff. I think when you look at the offensive side of the ball again, I think the big question is going to be their offensive line. And again, we'll talk to Jeff about this later. I just don't know about that offensive line. And none of the rest of it can happen for Florida State if that offensive line doesn't perform. Now, again, to me, I think they are going to play one of the biggest early season games that is not getting attention. I think the Florida State-SMU game is an enormous football game. Absolutely enormous. It's big for SMU. It's a league game. It's big for SMU. But I believe SMU could recover. I don't think Florida State can recover. Not to mention it's at home. So the way I read that, Florida State absolutely has to have it. It's an absolute must-have. It's a must that they go to 1-0 in league. This is not like Alabama a year ago. This is a league game. If they go to 1-0, whether they beat Alabama or not, they're going to go to 2-0 because they're going to beat Virginia at home. They should have beaten Virginia on the road last year. If they beat SMU, they'll beat Virginia. That much I feel 100% certain of. Beat SMU, you get a little mojo. Whether you beat Alabama or not on the road is really no matter. It's not a conference game. If you come back and beat Virginia, then you're 2-0 in league. Not to mention, you'd have two wins over teams that people think could potentially be contending teams. So that's why I think Florida State is so interesting. But lose to SMU, and that whole crowd's turning on you for good. It'll be over. You will lose them completely. Look, it's going to be in the balance that whole game. If Florida State starts to fade in that game, that crowd's going to turn. You don't see many home crowds turn in game one, but they will. They'll turn on Norvell. There's no question in my mind. So, to me, I just think that they are one of the more interesting teams in the country because they have the potential to get off to a 2-0 league start. And if they do that, that daunting part of their schedule down the road won't seem as daunting. It will seem a little more manageable. Whether it is, whether it's not, it will seem a little more manageable. That's how I view it. And so, to me, they are absolutely one of the most interesting teams in the country because I think that, in theory at least, there's enough talent that they could go 8-4, 9-3. I could also see them going like 2-10. That's why I really think that on this whole issue of like tilt one way or another, I think they're the team most subject to a tilt. Whether that's good or bad, I think that's who they are. By the way, Ramona, my man Max Johnson, did I mention this?
I don't think so.
My man Max Johnson, I might have mentioned this the other day. I'm not sure. But I'm just thinking of Clemson's schedule. He is going to start at Georgia Southern. TJ Finley and Max Johnson came into college football at the same time. I might have mentioned this. 2019. What? Check your computer, Ramona. What does it say the date is?
I'm just curious. 2026.
Say it again.
2026,
you say?
Yes.
Max Johnson came into college football with TJ Finley in 2019. Between them, they will have played at 10 schools. 10.
That's ridiculous.
Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight, not nine. 10. 10. And Max Johnson is awful. They're both awful. But I have never liked Max Johnson. I was talking to Kwok about this before the show. I said, you know, Kwok, how I feel about Max Johnson. I'm just not a fan. And the question, Ramona, is this. How about this, Max? And these guys keep dropping levels, Ramona. Every time they move, they go down a level. They're not going up. They go down a level. Every time they move, they drop a level. How about this, Ramona? Get a job. Get a job. I don't care what you do. Did you get a degree? Did you take any classes at any of these schools? I just don't understand it. You know, it's like these people want to be athletes when they're 30 and they can't find anywhere to have success. So they keep dropping down to lower levels to try and find some success. That's not success. That's what the men who act like they're women do when they jump into the WNBA or to some women's athletic venture. They're doing the same thing. They can't win where they're at, so they look to drop to a lesser, lower level. That's what Max Johnson's doing. That's what TJ Finley's doing. Every time these guys move, they drop down a level. They haven't found a level that they can play at. I mean, what's the level going to be? Backyard football? What's next? Going back to high school? Hey, maybe with the rules we have today. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe all things are possible. Maybe both TJ Finley and Max Johnson are headed back to high school. Prom night.
Oh, my God.
Walt Diptula Road Rage. We'll be back.
With the Roar app, you're carrying 13 hours of live local sports talk right in your pocket. From the start of the Mickey Filer Show to the end of Road Rage. We're streaming live no matter where you are in the world. Download the Roar app today. From the locker room to your living room.
A lot of guys don't play good.
Sports talk is on the Roar.
Tiger fans, if you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson. We at the Roar have been saying this for years because we believe it. At Elkmont, providing an outstanding shopping experience is Amy and Lee's passion. Nowhere else will you find all the brands you love under one roof. On Running, Birkenstock, Patagonia, Z Supply, Poncho Shirts, Costa, Maui Gyms, Rainbow Sandals, Turtle Box Speakers, Filson, extra tough rain boots, and the list continues to grow recently by adding L.L. Bean to the Elkmont offering. L.L. Bean is an industry legend known for reasonably priced, quality performance clothing. At Elkmont, it's not just a tagline. There really is something for everyone. Elkmont wants to thank all the Roar listeners for your support through the last 30 years and hope you'll continue to visit Elkmont at the intersection of Highway 123 and 93 in Clemson or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. And go Tigers!
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hey, this is KDE over here at Engineer Sleep. Before I ever built mattresses, I played college football. And one thing sports taught me is that your body only performs as well as you let it recover. That's why I take so much pride in what we build here at Engineer Sleep. Every mattress is made by real hands, built strong, and built to help you wake up ready for the day. If you want a mattress made by people who know what real rest means, come see us at Engineer Sleep.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the upstate's top golf cart dealer. With the best prices and largest selection, we make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Denago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
Milo's, family made since 1946 and the number one selling refrigerated tea in America, is hiring logistics technicians right now in Spartanburg. Newsweek named Milo's one of America's most loved workplaces. As a Milo's associate, you'll get 100% employer-paid medical premiums, real room to grow, and a people-first culture founded on family values. If you're ready for more than just a job, visit ReadySCJobs.com. That's ReadySCJobs.com. Milo's is hiring now.
What if you could start your college journey smart and finish strong? At Tri-County Technical College, our arts and sciences transfer programs let you complete your core courses locally and save on tuition, and then transfer seamlessly to a four-year college or university. Flexible, affordable, designed for your future. Start your path to a bachelor's degree today. Visit tctc.edu/
The nice cars. There is some truth to that, Ramona. The police have some vehicle collection, Ramona. They really do. They have vehicles for all purposes.
They do.
I would like to have some of their vehicles.
Nicer than my car.
Yeah, I would like to have some of those vehicles without question. So, yeah, they're getting busy here at the end of the month. I promise you. Clemson Brad writes, and Clemson Brad slows down. That's exactly right. It's exactly right. Slow down. I don't know what you're saying there. Tex says, I would take a 9-win regular season in a heartbeat. How about that? How about that? You want to get in? 654-7627. Jeff Cameron covers all things Florida State and does a brilliant job. He'll be with us at 4:05. You want to get in on Clemson right now and tell me what season. First of all, tell me what type of season you expect and what you would sign up for. What you would sign up for right now. Like the texter just wrote and said, I'd take a 9-win regular season in a heartbeat. Would you take that? Would you take a 9-win regular season and being ranked as like a transitional year? I think I sort of would. I understand the viewpoint that this season's a bridge season to something better next year, but there are guys who might leave for the NFL, key guys. And so you just never know. Like, you can't draft quarterbacks that way. You can't figure it out that way. You have to take guys when they're available. Wait. Texas. I don't know what that means. Texas says, I take 8-4 or 9-3 in a bowl win. How about that? Texas are saying, rumors are saying Tate will start. I mean, okay, I'll just play along. Rumors from who? I mean, I'm not saying that he can't or he won't, but rumors from whom? I mean, Dabo Swinney and the staff aren't telling anybody anything. I guess somebody could have eyes on it and have made that determination themselves. Texas said rumors from dummies. I just don't think they're going to give up that information. I think Christopher Zina is likely to start. That'd be my guess. I will say this, and I'll say it again, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If they are even, you are starting the younger player. I'm sorry. That's how it works. That's how it's always worked in football. If they're even, you're starting the younger guy. The younger guy is the upside. He's going to get better. The older guy isn't. The older guy has to have an advantage in order for him to be the quarterback. That advantage might just be his age. It might just be his experience. It might be that all things are equal except this guy has a little more experience. Well, that's an edge. And for that, you start the older guy. But if you really believe that this is a 50-50 deal, you 100% start the younger guy and you start the clock on him. You start right now. The good, the bad, the ugly, you start right now. That's how it works. So to me, I mean, again, if we're talking that, if we're saying that the two guys are even, then the younger guy is leaving. He's the guy who's going to play. That's the way it always works. Because he's your future. The other guy's not. If they're in a dead even, there's no advantage to the older player. None. I mean, in this case, look, the reality is, in this case, you don't even have seniority. You don't have anything. There's no incumbency. Christopher Vezina's incumbency is one game, and it's not with this offensive coordinator. It's not even running this offense. So, to me, I still see it the same way. If anyone is going to tell me that the two players are in a dead heat, then Tate needs to start. Period. And if that means Christopher Vezina winds up going somewhere else, then see, this is the dilemma. Coaches have to slow play these situations. You can't make announcements. You can't do anything because you can't risk alienating any of your quarterbacks. Like I've always said, coaches want to stockpile quarterbacks. No quarterback wants to be stockpiled. That's the reality of the situation. So the way I see it, again, if Vezina has any edge, the job is his. If he has any edge, if it's maturity, if it's that the staff doesn't trust the fact that Tate just has not played enough football, anything that gives Christopher Vezina an edge of any sort makes him the starter. But if you tell me flat out that the two players are even, then there is no question that Tate Reynolds is the starter. None. None. And the Vezina time at the position's over. Over. If Tate Reynolds is your starter, Christopher Vezina's time at the position, barring injury, is over. So, again, I personally think that Clemson will go with the more experienced guy, and I still think that what separates them is the fact that Tate just has not played enough football. I think if Tate had played his senior year, I think you'd have a different conversation. That's my guess. I'm on the outside. I'm just guessing. These are my educated guesses. Our educated guesses over the years have been pretty good. But I think this is a unique situation because I do think the backup is more talented. And I've said that all along. I mean, look, we had The majority of people at one point here thought that Denson was going to be your starting quarterback. That's how crazy this got. That was never going to happen, like I said all along. And I've said from the start that Tate Reynolds is the most talented quarterback on the team, without question, but I thought that Vezina would probably start. I still think that. I still think Vezina is likely to start the LSU game. Look, unless he's just been awful. But I think he's still likely to start the LSU game. But I'm just going to reiterate one more time. He has to have an edge, okay? There has to be some sort of edge for him in order for him to be the starting quarterback at Clemson. Whether that's experience, whether that's time at the school, whether it's physical maturity, which it's hard to take that advantage because the kid is physically mature. But if it's mental maturity, if it's just having been involved in more college football and more football in general, then those are edges. And any sort of edge breaks the tie and makes Vezina the starter. That's what's important to realize. Any sort of edge makes Vezina the starter. But if they don't view it that way, if they don't think there's an edge, if they believe that Tate's talent trumps the slight edge that Christopher Vezina has and puts it into a dead heat, then Tate is your starting quarterback. End of story. He's your starting quarterback this year, next year, beyond. That's how it works. So we'll see. We'll see. Texas says, when's the last time Tate's played an actual football game? That's it. That's it to me. That's why, that's the edge. To me, that's the edge. And that's why Vezina starts. That's how I would view it. And I think that's the reason. But we're not there. We're not seeing this. Orange Bill says, does it depend on game plan? Does each quarterback have the same game plan? They will tell you yes. They will tell you yes, but understand that, and we've been told this answer a million times before regarding other quarterback situations. It may be the same game plan, which it is, okay? But within the same game plan, there are still always going to be subtleties about how you call the game. You know, in other words, if one guy is a significantly better runner, a more explosive runner, he's a guy who can get the edge in a read situation. He's a guy who potentially gives you some home run ability at the quarterback position, the ability to pull the ball and keep a defense honest. Well, you're gonna try that more than with a guy who doesn't have that ability. And again, we've seen this and we've heard all these answers over time. And we're often told, you know, they both do the same things. They can do the same things. That's never true. Okay? There are always differences. There's a difference in the way Tate Reynolds and Christopher Vezina runs the ball. Christopher Vezina, unless something breaks wide open, is not a guy who's going 50 yards. Now, there will be a situation somewhere along the line where if he's playing, he will. Cade Klubnik did against Pittsburgh. But that's not going to be the norm. Christopher Vezina is going to be an A-gap quarterback power runner, more similar to a DJ Uiagalelei or a Taj Boyd. And body type-wise, he's actually closer to DJ Uiagalelei. And DJ Uiagalelei averaged 4 yards a carry. If Christopher Vezina is your quarterback, could Christopher Vezina average 4 yards a carry playing for Chad Morris with a lot of A-gap and quarterback power runs? Yes. He could. In theory, does the run game open up a little more with the Tate Reynolds because he's a more dynamic athlete? Yes. However, we've seen that in high school out of Tate Reynolds. He rushed for a bunch of yards his last year. We've seen that in high school. The athletic ability is there. The ability to be a difference maker in the run game is there. You still have to do it at the collegiate level. It's a different thing. People thought Cade was going to be an effective runner. It just never happened. Meanwhile, Deshaun Watson, who ran a 4.9 40-yard dash at Spark, which is not fast. Now, he got better over the course of his career here with training. But Watson was an elite runner. He was a numbers counter. Watson was a cerebral runner. And he had a supernatural ability to extend plays and that type of stuff when he was in his prime. And he did that stuff at Clemson. He had an 1,100-yard rushing season. I don't know if people realize that or not anymore. But he did. You know, Christopher Vezina is not going to be that. If Christopher Vezina is the starting quarterback, what you're looking for, in my view, is you're looking for 400 yards rushing. Something of that sort. Something to keep a defense honest, tough yards, the hidden yards that you did not get last year with Cade Klubnik. Those yards matter. I've said this a million times. There's an enormous difference between 2nd and 7 and 2nd and 10. They're not the same thing. 2nd and 7, your playbook is still open. 2nd and 10, it is not. Game one of the year last year dictated everything. Clemson couldn't run it, didn't try and run it, abandoned the run, and left Klubnik on an island against a team that was blitz happy. You can blame Klubnik for a lot of things. He was not good. But you can't blame him for some of what happened in that first game. Some of it, yeah, but not all of it. There was a lot of blame to go around in that deal. Trust me, there was. Let me tell you about my friends at Kiwi Financial. Through personal life, business, financial planning, or estate planning, your financial advisor should be by your side, like the advisors at Kiwi Financial in Clemson. Kiwi Financial Group is growing. They have a new advisor on staff, Lindsay R. May. Lindsay's willing to work hard for you. Her service will be the same service you've come to expect from Kiwi Financial. If you aren't getting the attention and the information you deserve from your current financial advisor, Lindsay May and Greg Wales want to earn your business and your trust. Your financial advisor should know your goals, help push you towards them, send you frequent updates and encouragement along the way. Your financial advisor should also educate you on any new financial approaches to help better grow your portfolio and your return on investments. Lindsay and Greg know you've worked hard for your money. Now you need your money to work for you. They're going to be there for you through the mountains and valleys of life, educating, advising, helping lead you to a more fulfilling financial future. Look, if you just want more from your money and your financial advisor services, call Kiwi Financial at 654-5043, 654-5043, or visit kiwifinancial.com for more info. That's kiwifinancial.com. Of course, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Securities and advisory services offered through Gradient Securities, Inc., otherwise unaffiliated with Kiwi Financial.
Food, fun, and a whole lot of football.
The Roar's 2026 Bud Light College Football Kickoff Show will be live from Southern Weaving Food Hall in Easley.
August 27th from 5 to 8 p.m.
Come out and meet all your favorite hosts and producers.
The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, let me tell you about my friends, Jeff and company at Moretti's. Jeff's a huge Clemson fan. His son's South Carolina, though. Yeah, how about that? A little bit country, a little bit rock and roll. Hey, listen, you need to get to Moretti's. It is the perfect lunch spot, the perfect dinner spot right off I-385. Ramon, I'm craving Moretti's so badly. Jeff, Jeff, we got an SOS. We're begging Jeff. In Alaska, Ramona, I learned this last night. In Alaska, I think it's a house position. The guy who used to hold this office, his name was Dan Campbell. He just endorsed one of the candidates running for the position he used to hold.
Okay.
He endorsed a guy named Dan Campbell.
Really?
By the way, do you know who Dan Campbell's running against?
Dan Campbell?
Dan Campbell.
Really?
apparently there's just one giant telephone pole genetic tree in the state of Alaska where everybody, it's like Dan. George Foreman, you know, it's like George Foreman, yeah. Named all his kids George.
Yeah. But
apparently everyone in Alaska is named Dan Campbell.
Apparently.
And there are no women there, so you know they're all named Dan Campbell. Even the women are named Dan Campbell.
So you don't get confused.
Right. Tallahassee Todd. It's easier to call them all at once. Todd, what's going on there, Todd?
I'm going to tell everybody on my job right now. I'm going to solve it for you right now. I'm going to tell it like it is.
Okay, tell it like
it is.
Let's
get one thing straight.
Yeah, let's
go. And you know who you are. I told him I'm going to call the show.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call your name, but I hope you're listening. I don't see Dabo Swinney on no hot seat. He's not going to no Alabama. Let's end that. Okay? And I hope and the people on my job, I hope you listen to
Well, who's saying okay. that? Wait, who's saying that? No one's saying that here. Who's saying that?
I can't. These people doggone on my job, they're just doggone with the
Oh, well, they must be. They must be inhaling too many fumes or something. You got to get them out
they
in the air.
They drink too much, Walt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, now that that's out the way. My Seminoles are unheard of and unknown, and that's a good thing. But what I do believe, I'm not drinking the Seminole whiskey or the gin and juice.
Yeah.
I give a 7.5. If not 7.5, we could go 8-4.
8-4.
I give a 7.5, if not 8-4.
Okay.
I went to Family and Friends Day. I saw the team. The team looked good. I need them to show up. Don't show up like you did against that team, Bama or Boomer or whatever you call them. Don't do that and then lose the other 9 games. Yeah. Please don't do that.
Yeah, that would be good.
Please do not do that.
What's the deal with Ashton Daniels? How's Ashton looking?
He looks good to me.
Yeah.
But that Deuce Robinson, if he can get that ball to him and let Cuomo run the ball, don't leave that man on the bench. Please don't do it. Mike Norvell does not need to do that. He don't need to do that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to ask Jeff Cameron. That's going to be my first question, is will Usman Cuomo actually touch the football this year? That's what I want to know.
Let him touch the ball all the time.
Yeah. I keep saying it. As you know, I've been saying it since he got there, and I just can't figure it out. I can't figure it out. Quite honestly, I don't know why he's still there. I don't know why he hasn't left, but that's just me.
Okay, I'm on the road heading to Tallahassee.
Yeah.
My birthday is on the Saturday.
Yeah.
And I got one more thing to say.
Yeah.
I'll give South Carolina 8-4. Clemson will be a 10-2 team.
10-2?
I think Clemson
fans will take that right now.
I give them 10-2, Florida State at best 7-5. Thank you, Walt, man.
Thank you, Tallahassee. Now wait a minute. You can't. He just said at best 7-5 when before he was saying 8-4, 7-5. Now at the end he said at best. I think he meant at worst. I think that's what he meant. I'm going to assume
he probably did.
Yeah, I'm going to assume he meant at worst. It is Robert and Seminole Ted right now. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Walt, I'm great. I hope you guys are.
Yes, thank you, Robert.
My heart's broken, Dolly. Didn't get to call in yesterday.
Yep. I got to say something about that. Ramona, listen to this. There were idiots on Twitter last night actually complaining about Dolly Parton. And one of the things they're complaining about is that Trump put the flag at half mast. I think it's anything he does, not her. Trump does. I mean, it's just it's absolutely the whole thing is absolutely ridiculous. So this one woman, Ramona, doesn't have anything about Trump on her account. She's arguing that this shouldn't be done. In what she wrote, she wrote the guidelines for putting the flag at half mast, and one of the words in it was that it was primarily used for heads of state and those type of things, government officials, primarily. So I wrote her and I said, you're an invincible dolt who fails to recognize two key points. First, Dolly did more philanthropically to help children in this nation than virtually anybody. Second, perhaps you should Webster the word primarily. It might increase your understanding regarding the righteousness of the decision. Dolly 100% deserved that degree of respect. Thankfully, the choice wasn't yours to make.
Really? It's just him. They don't anything he does. He could do anything, and they would hate.
I just don't know. I don't know, but I'm 100% behind that action. I mean, you know, who's meant more to the mental health, well-being,
like
and
Dolly
everything
Parton?
Else in this country than Dolly Parton has, you know, in her life.
Yeah, it's funny you should mention that because my son and I had the same conversation this morning because. Typically, I am we put the flag at half mast too much for too many people. And he asked me about it, and I was like, you absolutely dropped that flag to half mast for Dolly Parton. Yep. And he was like, I can't believe you're saying that as you being someone who thinks they do it too much. And I am. But, I mean, she's an American icon. and has done more for this country and our culture than half the stinking politicians who've laid in rest in the rotunda.
And she's been a model person. She's given and given and given and helped to educate the kids of this country when seemingly no one else is doing so.
Just lived a life to be admired by everybody.
Right. Like I've said forever, I said the two most loved people on the planet were Betty White and Dolly Parton. Now they're both gone.
You just couldn't help it. I mean, there was no, you couldn't say a bad thing about either one of them.
Yep.
So, but anyway, Walt, moving on to Clemson. You said earlier, what would you be happy with? I'm right there with you. I think Clemson's looking at a 9-3. I would be happy with 9-3. Really happy with 9-3. If of course we beat South Carolina, that's gotta happen. And I would like to see an upset.
Oh, by the way, Robert, and maybe this is key in this whole conversation, and reach the end of the season with a quarterback answer.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I hope Vezina plays his butt off and turns into something that causes everybody to say, why was he sitting on the bench last year?
Right.
Why did he not play more last year? I want to hear those questions. I hope we do. But moving on, I would like an upset. I don't care if Clemson beats LSU or beats Miami, but I would like for them to beat at least one of them, and I would be happy.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that sentiment, you know, because it's I think you sort of want to see a sign that Clemson can compete with that level of opponent again.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I don't want it to be some fluke where, you know, I want it to be a legitimate, earned win. I don't want three of the quarterbacks for one team get hurt and they end up on their fourth-string quarterback. Nothing like that.
Well, I don't know if you heard me go over those recruiting rankings the other day, but they're alarming from a Miami standpoint. I mean, I think if you're a Miami fan, you're ecstatic. But from a rest of the ACC standpoint, they're alarming. I mean, Miami's been in this league like 22 years. You know, they were supposed to dominate this league. They've never won squat. But you have to wonder if they're just entering their time period where they are going to just dominate this league year in, year out. I mean, right now, that's what it looks like.
Well, I mean, yeah, you can get every five-star on the planet, and sometimes it just doesn't work out, Walton. You know that. But, yeah, I think Miami's going to be a force to be reckoned with in this league. Now, one last thing before I have to
But again, what's changed, Robert, is what I always said. Miami had to fix the line of scrimmage, and I knew Cristobal would do it, and he has.
Right. Absolutely. He has done exactly what he needed to do to bring them back into prominence. And, like, I got them winning it all this year. So, but if Clemson, let's say Clemson loses to LSU.
Quick.
I don't know. If they go 8-2 or whatever, they only lose two ACC games, there's a chance they could play for the championship. Am I off on that or?
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah,
do you think that's a possibility if one of the losses is LSU?
Right, well, and that's a non-conference game. Yep, Robert, I got to run. Good talk to you.
Appreciate it.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHD-AM 1560. Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
From the I-85 gridlock to the Esso parking lot.
We're your sports talk escape.
We are 105.5 and 97.5.
The Roar.
Are you raising kids, building a career, and trying to plan your financial future all at the same time? You're not alone. Financial advisor Lindsay May.